Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Good evening to you. How everybody's doing? I want to get started with this sermon. We got a good sermon that I hope that people will really pay close attention to. I just got through talking to a friend of mine, Chaplain John Durden. Well, we are really in some last days. Chaplain Durden will be commenting after it's over with. After the sermon is over, he will be commenting. We're talking about an interesting subject, really not interesting, is that where are we putting your trust at? Yesterday, we talked about the more dead preachers. And I know you can't be trusting them. God didn't tell us to trust in man. Why is it that we more comfortable want to trust a human being and won't trust God? And all have came short of the glory of God. All have sinned. So why do you want to trust humans instead of God? You'd rather trust the bank to give you a loan than trust God to give you some money. People are dependent on people to do everything. And people can't do everything for everybody. Only God can. So tonight we're going to be talking about trust no man. There are Bible verses that's related to trust no man. And I pray that this sermon will be a blessing. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for my sins, which is every day before you, constantly, always. I ask that you forgive me. I humble myself. Lord, your word says we confess our fault, that you are just and able to forgive us for all unrighteousness. I ask that you forgive me for all of my sins and forgive those who are listening to us for all of their sins. I ask that the power of the Holy Spirit use me and we take authority over Satan and every demonic force that will come up against this teaching. Alongside this teaching, we have Evangelist Janice Taylor. When she comes on, she's going to tell you how to sow a seed to her ministry. She's a minister. She's entitled to be blessed too. We and her don't be asking for helicopters and $1 billion. Just sow a seed to help us. We are ministers, but we are different than other ministers because we're in a deliverance ministry. So she's going to assist me with this. And tomorrow she got a fire one. We've been having technical issues with Blog Talk and also with Facebook, but we're on tonight. Let's get some Bible verses first about trusting in people. Can't trust nobody. The first one, Psalms 118, verse 8. Turn to Psalms 118. We are trusting in the wrong thing. And the wrong people, but not in God. In Psalms 118, verse 8, it says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. That's including a preacher. I see so many Christians. It's pitiful. I had a lady call me, a married woman, about a week ago. And she said, the pastor say this, and the pastor, and the pastor, and the pastor, and the pastor say this, and the pastor say this, and the pastor say this, and the pastor, and you know the pastor, the pastor, the pastor, the pastor, the pastor, the pastor, the pastor. I said, what about the Lord? What about your husband? Psalms 118, verse 9 says, it's best to put your trust in the Lord than put confidence in a woman. God don't want us to put confidence in people, because people ain't can't do nothing for you. Even in Micah, M-I-C-A-H-7-5, trust ye not in a friend, but put not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lied at thy bosom. Now, when you start trusting people, do you know you put a curse on yourself? A lot of people don't believe, no, I trust him, he's going to help me. I trust the bank. They're going to give me a loan. I don't want no loans from nobody. I don't like debt. Now, the Bible speaks of a particular scripture that tells us that when you trust in anything else and you're putting your trust in a man, you cursed. In Jeremiah 17:5, the scripture says, thus says the Lord, cursed, C-U-R-S-E-D, cursed be the man that trusted in man. So you come under curse and make it flesh his arm and whose heart departed from the Lord. Can't nobody help you but the Lord. I'm in a situation right now, I take a miracle, and it's going to be a miracle from God. I'm not called to no palm shops. I'm not getting on here telling y'all I got a busted pipe. I need y'all to help me. I don't need to do that. Then I'm asking for you to help me instead of God. I ain't going to do that. Psalms 100 and 18 verse 8 and 9 combines both man and woman. Even in Galatians 6:3 it says, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. This is why, God, don't we want you to put yourself in trusting in these people. Let's go to Psalms chapter 40, verse 3 and 4. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praises to our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. The Lord wants you to trust in him. He don't want you to trust. It's okay for pastors and preachers and teachers and to respect it. You can't put your trust in them. They some of them out here trying to just get money. They don't care about you. Call one of them at 3 o'clock in the morning and see what they say to you. You'll see where they're coming from. Psalms chapter 40, verse 3 and 4, and he had put a new song in my mouth, even praises our God. Many shall see and fear and shall trust in the Lord. We're supposed to trust in him. We're not supposed to be getting caught up in debt with people, borrowing money from people. The word of God says in Romans 13:8, owe no man anything but to love one another. But he that loveth another had fulfilled the law. In Isaiah 31:1, woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because there are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. That's what we got today in American society. Now, we've had a racial incident that happened in Buffalo, and there's another church in California that they gunned down. Now, this is so-called America. I believe that the political system, the fear of the majority in America, the fear of the majority in America are afraid that they're going to lose power, which they are. The last should be first and the first should be last. It's coming. It's coming. Believe me, it's coming. And they can't stop it. And some of you are so-called born-again Christians, so-called, you say you are, you speak and lift tongues to it here, and you go give your money to the Republican Party, or you go give your money to the Democratic Party, or you go give your money to the Independent Party, and you put your money in some political party that can't do nothing for you. And you're Christians. Go vote. Don't get in this politics. Donald Trump was the most worst rogue gangster I have ever saw in my life. I'm glad that was pitiful. And when people say words in power, it influenced the whole atmosphere. The head is sick. When you got people in public office calling out names and threatening this crazy woman from Georgia, just as crazy as she can be, going there and threatening this other woman from New York, Cortez, Margaret Taylor Greene. This is foolishness. Racism is a demonic spirit. Control people. This is an 18-year-old man full of hate. 18. He wasn't born in 1961. He was born when everything was supposed to be cool. Now, how can an 18-year-old get a spirit in him like that? Spirits travel through bloodline. Some people can't trust the Lord because they're used to trusting people. They see their mama doing it. They see their daddy doing it. Y'all better come out of that. America has a very serious, serious, serious racial problem. I am so tired of seeing people getting gunned down because of their color. I'm tired of seeing people, Asian people. I don't know too much about them, but they're human. They're getting gunned down too. You got black people killing black people like it ain't nothing. That's tribal warfare. Can't even killing each other. Who is behind all of this? Satan. Why is it that the devil don't want you to trust God? The devil did everything he could to make Job not trust in God. The devil put him through so much, lost his house, lost all his cattle. Just read Job chapter 1, 2, and 3. I ain't got to read that. You read it. But he stood. Why is it that we are more comfortable in trusting people than the power of God? The prayers of intercession need to come up heavy and pray for America. People getting gunned down, people trusting political parties. These parties don't care nothing about you. Don't none of them care nothing about you. So what? We got a first black president. What did he do? He made it homosexual. He legalized homosexuality. So what? We got a black vice president. That don't mean nothing to me. Because demons are behind whoever's up there because it's a system of the world. And worldly systems we ain't supposed to be part of. The Bible tells us to come out from among them and be separate. He says, be in the world, but don't be of it. But I'm finding more Christians are so affiliated with everything and anything but God. There's no trust in the Lord. You trust your credit card and your credit more than you trust the Lord. It's sickening. Isaiah 31:1, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because there are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek God. People don't want to seek the Lord. People want to be entertained. But you better trust the Lord, because there's going to be a time that you're going to need to trust him. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 13 through 17 says, but evil men seducing shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. God doesn't want you to be dependent your whole Christian life on one preacher, on one human being. God wants you to trust in his word. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. That ain't got nothing to do with a man. The scriptures tell us to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and to lean not unto thy own understanding. And we start leaning into our own understanding, we get ourselves in trouble. See, man thinks of Satan. That's why God don't want you to trust in man. But you do. You trust it. Some of y'all trust in the Democratic Party more than Jesus Christ. It's pitiful. His name is James Jones. Call himself a Christian. He told me, I like Trump's policies. I said, what about his character? He didn't want to say nothing about that. But he liked his policies of China. And these people being deceived by trusting in this man. I don't trust Joe Biden. I don't trust nobody but the Lord. I don't trust no one but the Lord. Why is it that we as humans call ourselves Christians don't really trust God? Fear of man, stress, want to do it on your own. You'll pray, you'll ask the Lord, Lord, I trust you, and then you'll take it back from him. You don't want to go through the trials. You just want a gold car, a golden helicopter, asking for crazy stuff that don't even exist because you're under a different gospel. God doesn't want you to put your trust in people. God wants you to put your trust in his word. You know, it's sad to see that how Christians have been so disconnected from God, and yet they call themselves Christians. They won't trust in the Lord, but yet they say they love the Lord. I'm going to read something to you. This is serious. This is very, very serious. Listen to this. This is why you shouldn't trust in the Lord. You should trust in him and him only. In John chapter 15, verse 18, the word of God says, if the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. And some of you Christians don't like that. You want to be part of the world. God gave me word of knowledge of James Jones. I said, the Lord told me you gave money to the Republican Party. Who told you that? I said, the Lord. Why ain't you tied to a church, tied to your pastor, tied to a ministry? To political organizations, I'm never trusting in human beings. I don't trust none of them. Now, I want to respond to an email from Margaret Montgomery from St. Louis, Missouri. She said, Pastor Overton, what are you? I'm a Christian. She said, no, I'm talking about Democrat or Republican. I'm neither. I'm an independent. I'm an independent voter. I trust in Jesus. I don't trust in Joe Biden. But y'all out here trusting in Joe Biden. You want the government to give you something, but you won't ask the Lord. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Remember the words that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. That ain't even popular in the church, being some of persecution and suffering. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. God has sent you, and you can't even trust in him. You won't use your faith. You won't be patient. I'm going through some tremendous trials. But you know what? I trust in God. I know he's going to come through. The righteous will never beg bread. The word tells me that my God shall meet all my needs. It didn't say no man. It says my God shall meet all my needs according to his riches and his glory. All my needs. But that takes faith. See, this other gospel got y'all all messed up. I don't know what that is, that other Jesus. Suffering. We have to suffer for being a Christian. Don't nobody want to hear about no suffering. I don't like to suffer, but you have to. We want microwave Christianity. That's what we want. We want Christianity where it just comes right here, boom, bam, just give it to me. Don't work like that. The world hated Christ. And here you is trying to trust somebody who don't know Christ. Donald Trump ain't no Christian. Christians don't talk to people like that. Joe Biden, a Catholic, he ain't no Christian. Obama said he a Christian. I don't know what he is. That's what he say. Anybody can say they're a Christian. But if you're a Christian, what you doing signing papers to legalize homosexuality? Oh, the Lord told you to do that. Are you crazy? See, this is where we at in the times where we live in. It's over. These are some serious last days. Violence is increasing in the earth. People don't want to trust God. People want to just get God to just, Lord, just give me this and give me this and give me. Won't get on your knees and pray. Won't stand fast in the liberty. You don't want to do that. Just now. But see, Evangelist Taylor got a message for y'all tomorrow. Tried by fire. Y'all ain't gonna hear that. Now, the true people who follow me, they'll hear me. But if you a sugar-coated Christian, lukewarm, you don't need to come on this station, because I'm trying to weed all that out. I need faithful believers. God needs you to trust him instead of the system. Why don't you trust God? What's the problem? Show me anywhere in the Bible that God says he'll leave you. A man can't do what Jesus can do. When Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, he says, "Come unto me, all ye that is labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Can't no man do that for you. Jesus' gracious invitation comes to all who labor and that are heavy laden with troubles of life and the sins of their own human nature. I'm fighting with some sin in me. But can't no man help me for that? By coming to Jesus, becoming his servants and obeying his direction, he will free you from your burdens and give you rest, peace in his Holy Spirit to lead you through life. What trials and cares he cares for you and will carry you and who will bear and give you grace to sustain yourself. The man says Sunday. The Lord says the Sabbath. At times, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corns, and his disciples were hungered and began to pluck the ears of the corn and eat. But the Pharisees saw it, and then they said, "Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day." That's how human beings are. That's why God don't want you to trust them. The weekly Sabbath, resting, ceasing, was the seventh day of the week set apart by the law of Moses as a day from ceasing from normal work and from giving oneself to rest and to worship the Lord. Exodus 20:10, Deuteronomy 5:14, Exodus 20:8. There are strong reasons to believe that the principles of the Sabbath have been validated by Christ and that we should still have aside one day of the seventh day as a day of rest and worship. But man don't want that. Man is totally the opposite of Christ Jesus. Where's your trust today? Who are you trusting in? Are you trusting in the Word? Are you believing and standing? There was a lady gave a testimony to me many, many years ago, and she told me that the Lord really put her through a test to see how her faith was. And she said she was on her porch, and she saw a storm come, and she began to see this rain come down so hard it was flooding everywhere. And the sister said she stood on her porch, and every 5 minutes, the water was getting higher and higher and higher. And as it was coming, she said, "I believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that this is not going to hit my house. I command you, that lady, to lose all her faith. And the devil was making it get worse than then, because he's behind it to get you not to trust him. See, when you don't trust God, somebody's behind that. That's the devil. He don't want you trusting God. So she said, continue to reign. She said, you are not going to come and destroy what God give me. I command this rain to leave me. Rain, you go away. And it was a powerful rain, she says. She said, and she's beginning to look around, and she said, I can't look at this. I can't walk by sight. I got to walk by faith. And she said, it was raining. And here come the water coming on the first step. She said, I still believe that this water is not going to come into my house. When she said that, the water came on the second step. She said, I still believe the devil was testing her. She said, I still believe that this water is not going to come on my house. And the water got on the fourth step. And she said, I'm going to trust in the Lord with all thy heart. I'm going to lean not on my understanding. I am not walking on what I see. I believe that lady stood. She said, the fifth water, the rave went on the fifth. So she had seven decks, the sixth one. At the seventh one, before it hit her porch, it stopped. What would you would have done? You about would have gave up time. You see the third one. God doesn't want you to put your trust in people. And you definitely can't put your trust in pastors. They'll mess you up more than anybody. I don't have no confidence in some of these pastors no more, neither of these churches. Matter of fact, I don't step in churches. I had a call from a person said, well, you're coming back to Atlanta. We'd like to invite you to this church in Riverdale. No, you'll see me on video. I'm not sitting up in there. I don't go to them. You do better having a church at your house. Paul started off like that. He had a hired house. How do you think the church started? Ain't nowhere in the Bible says church. It says synagogue. Church was made by the Roman Catholic Church. Church is in your house. You do better at home preaching than being in some organized religion that really don't trust God. There are many obstacles that would block you from trusting God. Fear, not understanding what's going on, a lack of faith, not fasting, not praying. My spirit is troubled within me with some personal things that I'm dealing with. I called out to God, and I just talked to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm tired, but I'm not going to quit. And I just start opening up and start talking to God. I start talking to the Lord, and I begin to just open my heart up to him as if he was sitting there. And he heard my prayer. Brothers and sisters, God wants us to totally trust in him. What would happen to you if this would have happened to you? Would you be able to trust God? There was a man in the land of Uzzah whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him seven sons and three daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yokes of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the earth. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone his day, and sent and called three sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their fasting were gone about, that Job sent to sacrifice them and rose up early in the morning and offered a burnt offering according to the numbers of them all. For Job said, it may be that my son have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continuously with the Lord. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came too. Now, here he come. He once had access of heaven. He don't have it anymore. And the Lord said unto Satan, where's comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and forth in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and eschew evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and says, does Job fear God for naught? I mean, for nothing. So the devil trying to tell God, he fear you because you giving him things. What about God put you in a situation and take everything you got? You about to be mad at God. You probably ain't going to want to go to church no more, or go find somewhere where you want to get something, hear something that's going to tickle your toe. Has not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he had on every side. Thou hast blessed the works of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee to thy face. Could God trust you if he took your car tomorrow? Next day your lights went out. Next day your pipes broke. You got scammed. Some money came out your account. You ain't got one dime. Would you trust God? And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he had is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's home or house. And there came a messenger unto Job, and said, the oxen was blowing, and the asses feeding the settle. And the sandbeams fell upon them, and took them away. Yea, they have slain thy servants with their sword, and I only escape alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, one trial after another. This man is trusting in God. This man is still trusting in God through all this. Could you do this? The fire of God has fallen from heaven and have burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I am escaped alone to tell them. That wasn't the fire of God. That was the fire of Satan. God gave him the permission to do that. But Job trusted him. Job still didn't go in the flesh like we would do. Be mad at God. But I don't need God help. I can go out in the street and hustle. I'll go pawn something. You ain't trusting in God. God didn't tell you to pawn nothing, to trust in him. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said to the Chaldees, made out the brands, and fell upon the camel, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. That's three people that got killed. Everybody wiped out. Job still trusting God. While he was yet speaking, there came also another. And then it goes on and on and on. But Job trusts God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the furnace, fiery furnace. They finna burn them. And they trust God. And the king said, wait a minute, I see another person in that like that of the Son of God. When you trust God, you have the Son of God with you. Stop looking at your feelings. Your feelings can't trust God. Your analytical ideology can't trust God. Only your faith. The Lord says if you have a seed, faith like a mustard seed, that's all you need. Because if you trust in yourself, you're going to get a curse on you. If you trust in yourself, you're going to mess yourself up. I done it. I'm 60 years old. I done all that. Ain't nothing but one way for me. That's God's word. And that's just to trust his word. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not Job. But I'm only using this, and I'm not trying to use this to pull no money for nobody. And get that straight, because some preachers like to set it up. I don't set people up like that. I'm just telling you my trials and tribulation. I got a $5,000 busted pipe. I got to trust the Lord. I got a garage door broke. I've never fixed my house since I've been in ministry. Because every time I get money for the ministry, I got to pay the ministry bill, and I still will pay the ministry bill. Thank God I got a friend of mine who turns it off, and we work together to get it done. I still trust God. I'm not going to figure it out. God's going to carry me through that. I've been in this ministry and had one dime. I still trust God. Last minute, the Lord will send something. He's never going to leave us. We leave him. Build your faith. Stop trusting in preachers and people. Stop it. Because God doesn't want us to do that. God has said nowhere for you to trust a human being. In John 15:4, he said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, that it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. God wants you to abide in him and not look at the circumstances that you're in. We are living in some inflationary times. We have a government that's split in the United States. We got a lot of going on in the political arena that brings division, fear, animosity, hate, racism. All that is stirred up by the devil. We can't trust that. When you get in your car, you better trust the Lord because a bullet may come at you. When you get in your car, you better pray and ask the Lord to send angels to protect you and trust him and ask him to, Lord, give me them wings like you said over there in Ruth 2:12 and whose wings I covet trust. You better lock on with the Lord because the banks ain't going to help you. They about to default. The government broke. It's about to become a civil war in America if this other man gets back in office. Why are you trusting in politicians? Politicians can't do nothing for you. Politicians can't do nothing for you. Stop trusting in a political party. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not into thy understanding. Acknowledge him and he shall direct our path. When we don't acknowledge God, we acknowledge everything else but God. This ain't no powerful sermon. It's very simple. I ain't here to impress. I'm here to get something across. Trust the Lord. But you got to be tried by fire. And Mr. Evangelist is going to take care of that tomorrow. So if you haven't trusted the Lord, trust him. Ask the Lord to forgive you for not trusting him. Ask the Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me for not trusting you. Now, I want all of you to come and join us in the blog talk room because we're about to leave because Evangelist Janet Tate are going to light it up. You can come at 646-378-1857 and hit option 1. Come in the room and listen to her. Come join us. Come tomorrow. She's going to be on tomorrow. But at the same time, bringing tried by fire. We need to trust the Lord, man. Total trust his word. And if you do that, success can happen. Please sow a seed here at www.livedeliverance.com. Please go to www.livedeliverance.com. I'm trying to read the thing. I've got a new thing out. And when you do that, look on the lower left-hand corner and sow a seed. I want to thank Brother Sammy Osley for his support. I want to thank Brother Chris Paul for his support. I want to thank Brother John for his support. I want to thank Evangelist Taylor for his support, for her supporting me. She don't have to do this. She comes and helps me. I'm very grateful to know her. It's an honor to know this woman. This woman don't compromise the word. Ever since I met her, she bring fire. We need people that can get us to the Lord instead of get you to the preacher. I want you to trust the Lord tonight. I ain't say trust me. I said trust the Lord. Now, you can come join us at 646-378-1857. You need to come in here because I'm finna play something before she get on. A man spoke something about this way back in the 60s, and it still happened today. Ain't nothing new under the sun. We need to get on our knees and pray for America. We need to pray for racism to end, political disinformation. You got people in politics that don't care nothing about you. It's just a position of power for them. And you trust them and trust the Lord. You trust a Social Security check more than you trust the Lord. You trust your job more than you trust the Lord. You ain't supposed to do that. So come join us. Sow a seed. God bless you. We're finna open this thing up with Janice Taylor. And she's going to complete it. So come on in the room. Area code 646-378-1857. Come join us. She's going to come on in with the second half of why you're not trusting the Lord. God bless you at Live Deliverance here on our Facebook. Go to www.livedeliverance.com. Please sow a seed. There will be a delay in this sermon because I have to send it over and shoot it back so you can see it live. Go to www.livedeliveranceinternetradioministries on the lower left-hand side. There's a PayPal side. We also have a GoFundMe. We only have $20 in it. We had it on there for 4 months. Go to GoFundMe at livedeliverance.com and sow a seed to help us. Help us keep us on the air. I love you. That's why I want to talk the truth to you. I'm not here to sugarcoat you. I'm not here to entertain you. We're in last days. We need to be hardened soldiers of Christ. And we need our trust in him than in human beings. Shalom to you. Come see us at www.livedeliverance.com. We are on now. We're about to come off livedeliverance.com and go directly to Evangelist Janice Taylor. We're going to listen to a beautiful song she has to promote her music. She's going to bring the word to us. She's going to pick up where I left off. We love you. We want you to trust in him and not in yourself. Shalom. Those who listen to me here at www.livedeliverance.com, we want to thank you for listening to us here on our Facebook sector. We're about to get ready to open up the doors now to Evangelist Janice Taylor to complete where we left off. And after, we're going to listen to her song after she get through bringing the word of God. But I want to show this before I bring her on. We still got an hour and 15 minutes. When you people start putting in your trust in these parties, they don't care nothing about you. Now, I'm going to play this, and I guarantee you ain't going to know who he is. But I'll tell you who this person is after Sister Taylor get through teaching. But check this out. We don't need to be trusting in politicians.
Why is America, why does this loom to be such an explosive political year? Because this is the year of politics. This is the year when all of the white politicians are going to come into the Negro community. You never see them until election time. You can't find them until election time. They're going to come in with false promises. And as they make these false promises, they're going to feed our frustrations. And this will only serve to make matters worse. I'm no politician. I'm not even a student of politics. I'm not a Republican, nor a Democrat, nor an American. And got sense enough to know. I'm one of the 22 million black victims of the Democrats. One of the 22 million black victims of the Republicans, and one of the 22 million black victims of Americanism. And when I speak, I don't speak as a Democrat or a Republican. I speak as a victim of America's so-called democracy. You and I have never seen democracy. All we've seen is hypocrisy. When we open our eyes today and look around America, we see America not through the eyes of someone who has enjoyed the fruits of Americanism. We see America through the eyes of someone who has been the victim of Americanism. We don't see any American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare. We haven't benefited from America's democracy. We've only suffered from America's hypocrisy. And the generation that's coming up now can see it. And I'm not afraid to say it. If you go to jail, so what? If you're black, you were born in jail. If you're black, you were born in jail. In the North as well as the South. Stop talking about the South. As long as you're south of the Canadian border, you're south. Don't call Governor Wallace a Dixie governor. Romney is a Dixie governor. Million black victims of Americanism are waking up, and they're gaining a new political consciousness, becoming politically mature. And as they become develop this political maturity, they're able to see the recent trends in these political elections. They see that the whites are so evenly divided that every time they vote, the race is so close they have to go back and count the votes all over again. And this is which means that any block, any minority that has a block of votes that stick together is in a strategic position. Either way you go, that's who gets it. You're in a position to determine who will go to the White House and who will stay in the doghouse. You're the one who has that power. You can keep Johnson in Washington, D.C., or you can send him back to his Texas cotton patch. You're the one who sent Kennedy to Washington. You're the one who put the present Democratic administration in Washington, D.C. The whites were evenly divided. It was the fact that you threw 80% of your votes behind the Democrats that put the Democrats in the White House. When you see this, you can see that the Negro vote is the key factor. And despite the fact that you are in a position to be the determining factor, what do you get out of it? The Democrats have been in Washington, D.C., only because of the Negro vote. They've been down there 4 years. And all other legislation they wanted to bring up, they brought it up and got it out of the way, and now they bring up you. And now they bring up you. You put them first, and they put you last. Because you're a chump. A political chump. In Washington, D.C., in the House of Representatives, there are 257 who are Democrats. Only 177 are Republicans. In the Senate, there are 67 Democrats. Only 33 are Republicans. The party that you back controls two-thirds of the House of Representatives and the Senate, and still they can't keep their promise to you, because you're a chump. Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government, and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time, and you are dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you're not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race. And what kind of alibi do they come up with? They try and pass the buck to the Dixiecrats. Now, back during the days when you were blind, deaf, and dumb, ignorant, politically immature, naturally you went along with that. But today, as your eyes come open and you develop political maturity, you're able to see and think for yourself. And you can see that a Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat in disguise. You look at the structure of the government that controls this country. It's controlled by 16 senatorial committees and 20 congressional committees. Of the 16 senatorial committees that run the government, 10 of them are in the hands of Southern segregationists. Of the 20 congressional committees that run the government, 12 of them are in the hands of Southern segregationists. And they're going to tell you and me that the South lost the war.
Can't trust in political parties. Can't trust in political parties. You cannot trust in political parties. Evangelist Janice Taylor, you have the mic.
Amen, amen, amen. It's so good to be here tonight with you on livedeliverance.com. This is Evangelist Janet Taylor. Coming to you live from Walls of Fire Deliverance Ministry International, located here at www.wallsoffiredeliverancemen.com. We can be reached by phone 336-575-0206 or by email at jet@msn.com. I just want to piggyback tonight off of what Apostle Emmett Overton was teaching about not putting our trust in anyone. The Bible is very clear about that. It said, don't put your trust in people and nor your confidence in princes. So I just want to share with you, I want to kind of make this relevant to you, bringing it, because if we look at 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse number 12, I want to read that for you, and then I want to elaborate on it. It says, and Asa in the 39th year of his reign was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. I want to talk about that because, you know, we're still in man-made, or shall I say homemade, pandemic. And yet this COVID-19 put so much fear. I'm talking about in believers. Believers trusted more in the government and in a vaccine more than they trusted in God. People who didn't know anything, didn't do any research on this vaccine, but ran out and got it because the government said that you take this vaccine, you can keep your job. The government said if you take this vaccine, you won't get COVID-19. First they said, just take one shot. Then they said, oh no, you got to take a booster now. Now they up to four. They on the second and third booster. People done took four shots and still caught COVID and dropped dead. But people have trusted more in a vaccine than they trusted in God. And I wanted to talk about that because Asa, he was a king and he had this problem. He had this disease in his feet. And instead of him trusting in God, instead of him going to God, asking God, I read Psalm 91 every single day. I quoted Psalm 91, 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. It's just like the story Apostle Emmett Overton just shared about the woman, her faith, when she saw that heavy, heavy, heavy rain. It came up the first step. It came up the second step. It came up the third step. That water kept climbing, but that woman kept believing. She stopped looking at the water, and when it got to the seventh step, which would have been to her house, she didn't even look at it, but she kept her faith in God, and that water stopped. Why? Because she trusted more in God than she did in that rain. Glory be to God. We've got to get there, y'all. We've got to get there because these are the last and evil days, and it's going to be something worse coming upon this land. America is in trouble. America
is
in such deep trouble, and there's going to be something worse. If you think COVID-19 took out so many people, you see what they planning next. And got to, those of you who name the name of Jesus Christ, you have got to be locked up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus Christ. You've got to have what the Bible calls unshakable faith. You've got to be unmovable and steadfast. You got to park your car at Jesus' feet and stay right there. But we trusted in this government. We trusted in a vaccine that you don't know what was in the vaccine. I read that there were some horrible things in that vaccine. But I heard from the Lord. The Lord told me don't take it. Glory be to God. And I did not take it. And God kept me. He kept me. He kept my husband. He kept our house church. We have a house church. And none of us got COVID. We didn't miss one single week of church. We were always at church. We had prayer. We had Wednesday night prayer and Bible study. We did not cancel. We did not take down. We did not back up. Matter of fact, we didn't even wear masks in our church. We came together and we trusted in the Lord. And the people of God that are listening to the sound of my voice, you better know that you know that you know that you know who your God is. Because you're going to be tried. You're going to be tested. You're going to be tried by fire. And you're going to have to know who your God is. It's, the prophet Elijah, he went up on Mount Carmel with the 40, with the false prophets. And he went up there with them. There were 350 of them. He went up there with them. And he said, the God that rained down fire, let him be God. There was a contest on Mount Carmel. Glory be to God. And we know that it was Elijah's God that rained down fire. And so we're going to have to back up with this trusting in the government. So many people died. I think it was more than 2 million people in the United States alone who have died. People lost their loved ones, children dead and gone because somebody told you, take this vaccine. Y'all took it without even questioning. Didn't pray, just took it and went along with it. And guess what? You buried your loved ones, glory be to God. People believed Fauci. Fauci is a liar. You can look at the man. Tony Fauci is a liar. And if he was standing here, I would tell him to his face, he is a liar. And he lied to the American people. And Senator Paul Rand, he exposed him so many times. And when he had a congressional hearing, he exposed him so many times. But I'm going to tell you something. No, I said his name wrong. It's Senator Rand Paul. But he exposed Fauci. He caught him red-handed in so many lies. Fauci, he was squirming on the witness stand. But let me tell you something. People still believed in that vaccine, and they still took it. Even after people died, even after some people dropped dead immediately. I mean, they just fell dead. They took the shot, and boom, they just died right on the spot. And so we have got to know that we cannot put our trust. This is such a good topic tonight, Apostle Overton. We cannot put our trust in our wife, in your husband. You cannot put your trust in your pastor. You cannot put your trust in a preacher. You cannot put your trust in the government. There is only one person that you can trust, and it is the Lord. Glory be to God. And that is who you better have your trust in, because if you think COVID-19 wiped out a whole lot of people, wait till you see what they planning next. That's all I'm going to say to you. You better have your trust in the Lord. What you going to do when there's a food shortage? What you going to do? You see, there's a famine of the word right now, and whatever you see in the spirit realm happening, you're going to see it in the natural. So there's a famine. People are not hungry for the word of God, and people are going to be hungry for food. There is going to be a famine of government-induced famine of food. And so people are going to be in the streets fighting over food, fighting to get some food. So what you going to do when your belly is touching your backbone? Are you going to let your belly be your God? We have got to get it together. We have got to do this God's way. You're either going to trust in God all the way. You got to tell God, I'm going all the way with you. You know what Job said? Job said, though he slay me, Yet will I trust him. Glory be to God. And the Bible said that he did not curse God. You know what he said? Yeah. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that is where we all as believers have to be. We have to have emphatic faith. Faith that don't make sense. I call it crazy faith. Faith that don't make sense. Somebody might say, well, how you going to do that? I ain't going to do it. It's God that's going to do it. And I'm going to stay right there. You might not be qualified. You might not have the education to get it. You might not have the money to get it. I'm speaking to somebody right now. You might not have anything that you need to get what you need, but you serve the true and living God, and he will give it to you. He will take from the wicked and give it to you. He will cause men to give into your bosom good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But it's only to them that believe God. You know, we run around here and we say the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, but you got to make sure you are not the wicked. That's what you got to do. Make sure you are not the wicked, because the wicked don't believe God. The wicked don't trust God. They trust in themselves, or they trust in other people. Let me tell you something about the danger of that. Israel trusted in the Egyptians when God sent Jeremiah the prophet to tell Israel that they were going to be in captivity for 70 years, he just didn't want to believe this prophet of God. Glory be to God. So what did he do? He sent for the Egyptians. Glory be to God. And he put his trust, and this was the scripture that Apostle read tonight. He said, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. And so what happened was the children of Israel, they trusted King Zedekiah. He sent for the Egyptians to come and help them. But they were coming too. They were coming. But when they saw what was going on, God made them turn back. God made them turn back. So they turned back. So they realized, oh, we are in trouble, because we didn't trust in God. And now the Egyptians done turned back, and they are not going to help us. You see, the Bible says some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord. We need to remember the name of the Lord. We need to rehearse the last victory that God brought you through. Remember the last situation that you found yourself in. Remember the last trouble you was in. Remember the last astronomical amount of money that you needed, and you knew there was no way possible for you to get it. Remember how God supplied it. Remember the name of the Lord, and don't try to reach out. Don't try to help yourself. Don't try to borrow it from somebody else. Don't try to get it from your friend. Don't try to call on somebody else. Call upon the name of the Lord, and he will answer you. He will show up, and God will show out. He will show himself mighty on our behalf. So Israel did not believe God because Zedekiah, he was just too afraid. He was more afraid of losing his position as king than he was to obey God. He knew Jeremiah was telling the truth. And he told him, he said, I know you're telling the truth, but he had a false prophet by the name of Hananiah. And, you know, I have to talk about this because we're living in a time where the saints of God are being deceived. They are being prophesied to. People are telling them false things, prophesying money and cars and houses and telling people they're going to be a millionaire. And I see a man tall, dark, and handsome. Nowhere in scripture will you ever find where God sent a prophet to tell people those things. We got to stick with the scriptures. Prophecy, a prophet was sent to warn God's people when they got out of right standing with God. And God sent he sent a prophet to warn them. The Bible says that when Samuel went down to the house of Jesse to pick out a king, the people, when they saw him at the gate, the Bible said they trembled at his coming. Why? Because they knew he was a man of God, a man of integrity, an honest man. They knew whatever came out of his mouth, it was going to come to pass. And they asked him, comest thou peaceably? And he said, yes, I'm coming peaceably. Because you have to be careful when God send you a prophet. Glory be to God. And so God sent this prophet there, and he sent Jeremiah to them and told them they were going to go into captivity for 70 years because they had not given the land rest like they were supposed to. So along comes this false prophet by the name of Hananiah, and he going to tell the people that they only going to be in captivity for 2 years. And Jeremiah told him, God said, you going to die within 2 years. And guess what? He died within that same year. You see a lot of false prophets getting ready to drop dead because they've been lying to God's people. They've been bamboozling God's people. They've been prostituting God's people. They've been raping and robbing whole churches. They have been pillaging God's people. They have taken from God's people, and they have made themselves fat. They riding around in Rolls Royces. They got jet airplanes. They got all this stuff, but they promised the people of God that they were going to get rich, and nobody got rich but them. So we have got to stop this foolishness. Stop trusting in man and put our trust in God and God alone. As the prophet said tonight, sit down, have a little talk with the Lord. You know what? It's time that we cut off everything and sit down and come clean with God. If you know you got a bill you can't pay, talk to the Lord about it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You know you got a problem, you got some sickness in your body, sit down and have a talk with the Lord. The Bible says Hezekiah, he turned his face to the wall when he got sick, and he began to tell God all that he had done for him. The prophet Isaiah had already gone and told him that he was getting ready to die, but Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he cried out to God. And before the prophet Isaiah could get out of the kingdom, the Bible says God told him, go back and tell Hezekiah, I have heard his prayer and I have added 15 more years to his life. Why? It was because Hezekiah did not turn against God. He didn't get mad at God. He didn't charge God foolishly. He didn't say, well, if you was God, how come I got to go through this? You know what the Bible says he did? The Bible said he worshiped the Lord. He turned his face to the world, and he turned his face from the world, and he turned his face to God, and he began to worship God. He began to praise God, and the Bible said God was moved and told Isaiah, go back and tell Hezekiah, I have added 15 more years to his life. You see, we got to stop playing church. Playing church, those days are over. That's completely over. Where you go in and jump and shout and whoop and holler, and then you go home and you busted, disgusted, and can't be trusted. It's time out for that. We have to get serious with God, get real with God. And when you get real with God, he will get real with you. We serve the true and living God. There is nothing, absolutely nothing too hard for our God. But you can't play with him. You know, a lot of people that been playing with God, tipping and dipping and sliding and hiding, they lying. And I'm going to tell you something, if they're not careful, while they lying, they're going to end up frying. We have got to stop this foolishness. You act like he is not omniscient. Our God is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. And you don't want to play with God. I think it was Jonathan Edwards who wrote a sermon years ago. He wrote this sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. We can see from just reading the scripture, when the wrath of God was poured out, when God got angry, he allowed things to happen. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah when God said, I've had enough of this. He had enough of their wickedness, the homosexuality and the violence. God said it was a stench in his nostrils, and he got his people out of there. Then he rained down fire and destroyed those two cities because of their wickedness. And, you know, I was talking to the apostle tonight, and we talked about this. These are the exact same conditions that existed before the flood. There is so much violence. I mean, people just losing it. People just snapping. People just going out. And I have to say this, it's all this black-on-black crime. So while you guys are sitting up talking about Black Lives Matter, you need to think about this black-on-black crime, because, you know, we're killing ourselves, and we've got to talk to these young boys. We got to find out what's wrong with them. We know it's Satan, but we've got to start trying to pray for them and impart something to them. They think that this is the wild, wild west. This is not the wild, wild west. This is not TV. You know, when you shoot somebody, when you kill somebody, after the lights and camera go off, they don't get up. So we have got to get real with one another. Parents, begin to bring prayer back in the home. Quit waiting for the pastor to pray the devil out your house. Get down on your knees, you and your husband, and get your children in the room, and everybody get on their knees and begin to pray and begin to fast and pray. The Bible said this kind cometh out but by prayer and fasting. We have got to do what the Bible says. Bring prayer back into the home. You know, I talked to a young man the other day, 31 years old. The man told me Thursday, he sits his wife and children down and has prayer with them. He teaches a Bible lesson every Thursday and has prayer with his family in his home. I said, wow, you don't even hear. This is a young man. But you know what he told me? He said his mother and father did it. And now he is in turn doing it. Don't you know if Jesus tarries, his children are going to also do the same thing. See, we've gotten away from prayer at home. We've gotten away from that. And, you know, I was telling the man of God how the early church, The Bible said they went from house to house breaking bread. They were breaking the bread of life, but they were also fellowshipping, having a meal with one another, sharing the word of God with one another. And they did this. This is how the early church was started. This is what the early church did. So we have got to bring prayer, bring Christ back into the center of the home. Make him the center of the family again. You know, God loves us. He sent his only begotten son so that we could have a right to eternal life, but we have really, literally kicked God out of the family. So when whatever you put God out of, it is doomed to fail. It is doomed to failure. So we've got to bring God back into the home, back into the family. Quit trusting in other people. I'm neither Democrat nor Republican. I'm a Christian. That's all that I am. I am a Christian. Glory be to God. And I vote Christ. Glory be to God. My candidate, he won over 2,000 years ago. And I vote Jesus Christ. I vote with the candidate that aligns mostly with Jesus Christ. And you know, it's hard to find them. So you got to really pray. You got to really pray. Glory be to God. But I just wanted to share that with you all on tonight, because we have got to not trust in man. You can't put your trust in man. I'm going to tell you what happened. When you put your trust in man, man will disappoint you every time. He will either disappoint you or he will betray you. You say, well, I've been good to you. I've done this for you. I've done that for you. Look for the betrayal. Look for it, because that's the way Satan operates. He is a liar and the father of lies. So the scriptures tell us that it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. The Bible says, put no confidence in man, no confidence, make his arm of flesh what we are trusted in. We have to trust in the Lord. That is the only person you and I can trust in, because God has promised never to leave us nor to forsake us. And he said, my word will not return into me void. Every promise that God has ever made, he has kept, and he will continue to keep. When we walk upright before the Lord, when we remain faithful before the Lord, when we do what we are supposed to do, God is always going to do what he is supposed to do. And I'm going to tell you something. God is so gracious, so full of grace and mercy. God, even when we don't do right, God is still faithful. He is faithful. Glory be to God. So I just wanted to share that tonight, that we need to trust in the Lord. You know, when the government started giving out these stimulus checks, boy, people really started trusting in the government. But I'm going to tell you something. That was a setup. That was just a big setup. That was to get you to trust them. He said, well, yeah, we'll give them $2,000. And then when we come out with this COVID-19 and this vaccine, they'll trust us. See, you gotta see it for what it is. That was bait. That was the bait. That was the bait. And people were so afraid that they were going to die. But the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so people ran out. I'm telling you, everywhere at churches. Oh yeah, I gotta talk about this. Churches quit having church, but then they rented their churches to the government and let them use them as a vaccination site. Now, what sense does that make? We can't have church in here, but you're going to let all these people come in here and take this vaccine. They did it for filthy lucre. They sold out for money. They quit having church. But they sold out, let the government rent their churches, and made them vaccination sites. I tell you, the Lord, you know what? But the Lord told me something about this whole pandemic, and this is what he said. He said, many of the churches I am shutting down. He said, and they will never reopen because they are full of idolatry and they have false fire on the altar. And I'm telling you, when God said that thing to me, it was April 13th, 2020. I heard the voice of the Lord say that. And I watched God, he is just shutting down these churches. Ain't got no power. Ain't, the preachers ain't preaching none. They talking all this foolishness and motivational speakers and all of this. We ought to preach the word in season and out of season. And if you ain't got no anointing, you need to close. And so God is shutting them down. He's shutting them down. He's shutting them down. Why? Because he knew the people. The people have trusted. You know, they trusted even in their churches. They have boasted, oh, my church, we got 10,000. But yeah, but how many of them in there born again? You got 10,000 on the roll, but how many of them in there born again? See, that's the question. It's like we have lost our mind. We have gotten caught up in these great big old buildings. So what did God do? God came and shut the buildings down. Now you got to go through YouTube, or you got to go through Google or one of these Zoom or something like that, and meeting up with one another that way. And so the people, some people met in the parking lot, but that was very few. Most people, they were too scared to even do that. See, the enemy filled the people up full of fear, but the word of God said, God have not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So if I'm afraid, I know that fear didn't come from God, so I'm going to send it back where it came from. I got to cast that out. But the people were so afraid, they won't let you in their house. They said, no, don't come over here. Don't come over here. I said, wow. People started acting so crazy, and some of them same people got the coronavirus anyway and gone. They not here anymore. One lady, she cussed me out. She called me a B-I-T-C-H. In 2 months, she was dead. She was dead in 2 months. Why? Because she cursed God's anointed. I didn't curse her back. I just let her say whatever she wanted to say. But guess what? She ain't here no more. You got to be careful. We got to be careful. We have to be so careful what we are doing, what we are speaking, just how we are behaving. I mean, people seem like they lost their mind. And you know what? I don't rejoice in nobody losing their life. I really don't. I don't. I pray that she was saved. I really do. I pray that those of you who lost loved ones during this pandemic, my only prayer was, I hope they were saved. Yes. I hope they knew Jesus yes. Christ as their Lord and Savior. Yes. But I want to say something yes. to you. Many yes. people left here because they trusted in the government more
right.
than they trusted in God.
In God, yep. That's so true.
So I'm going to close with that. Put not that thy trust so in man, nor thy confidence in princes. Thank you so much for allowing me to share tonight, Apostle. That was a needed teaching on tonight.
Okay, now we need some needed teachings for those who listeners. Tell this your audience, support this sister. She ain't trying to get no $1 million plane. We ain't about that. Sow a seed to this sister. Evangelist, tell these people again how to reach you.
You can reach me at Walls of Fire Deliverance, MIN.com. That's www.wallsoffiredeliverancemin.com. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 1148, Walkertown, North Carolina, 27051. Our phone number is 336-575-0206. Our email is jet245@msn.com. Thank you so much, Apostle.
Evangelist Taylor, something came across my spirit before I leave. Now, me and Evangelist Taylor are very tight. We got one spirit. We just like Sister Durden. Y'all got somebody calling Evangelist Taylor trying to do deliverance. She's trying to tell y'all what to do. And y'all don't want to do what she tell y'all what to do. And then you come to me do the same thing. You remember that, Evangelist Taylor, to tell them people about that. They run around talking about in witchcraft and won't do what you tell them to do. If you can't do what the minister tell you to do, why are you calling?
A young lady called me last week, And she got my information from Apostle Emmett Overton's live deliverance. And so she called me. I guess she didn't like what Apostle told her. So
exactly.
She called. Yeah, so she called me looking for another answer. So I called another friend of mine, and we began to, you know, pray for her, casting out demons and stuff like that over her. And then I told her she needed to go on a 3-day fast. You know, this young lady told me somebody told her that years ago, a bishop told her that years ago, and she didn't do it. Okay, then why are you calling me? You've already received instructions from a man of God. You didn't follow those instructions. I am certain Apostle Emmett Overton gave her instructions. She's not following those instructions, but then you're going to call me. So what is this person doing? Running from person to person to person because she wants somebody to give her an itching ear message. She wants somebody to tell her something that's going to make her feel good. Well, I'm going to tell you the danger of that. So I pray that everybody is listening. The danger of that is that somebody who don't walk in integrity, who's not honest, is going to tell you something. They're going to say, send them $5,000, and they'll get those demons off of you. And once they get your $5,000, they will be gone. They're going to make merchandise out of you.
Off you.
That is the danger of that. They will try to get you in bed with them. They will tell you to get on a plane and come where they are or send them a plane ticket so they can come where you are, and they will get you in bed with them. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful when a prophet tells you what to do. You either follow those instructions or just keep your demons.
Keep you. And you know what? An evangelist Taylor called me. I said, she did the same thing to me. If someone tell you something, the Bible says, out the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word be established.
Amen.
And shit, how you going to help somebody, and the man told you to fast, and you didn't do it, yet you come to Sister, I told her, Sister Taylor, I told her the same thing, fast. Then
they
come to you. People don't want to hear. You can't get delivered like that.
No. You got to follow instructions.
You got to follow instructions. Before we go, Chaplain John Durden has something to say, Sister Taylor.
Amen.
Got the mic, Chaplain Durden. You got the mic.
I know the words were great tonight. I don't have anything to add. All I'm saying is that spiritual warfare is a real, real reality. And God wants us all to get into it so we can be able to fight those demons. And more so, he wants us to be able to hear from the Holy Spirit. Just like he told me a year or two ago, he says, my son, you need to have my Holy Spirit so that you can be effective in this, into the spiritual world and spiritual warfare. And he says to me, but I still speak to any child of mine who will humble his herself and listen. I do not shout over the daily turmoil sounds of average households. He says, my voice is not weak, but it's quiet, calm, and severe. And he also said, it takes complete surrender on your part before you can hear me. You must surrender completely, soul, body, and spirit. I do not answer casual inquiries, and it's only those who are persistent in wanting to communicate with me who hear my voice. Not the excited seekers or the stubborn fool who sets out to prove or disapprove my ability and willingness to talk. And so that's what I'm working on, because for us to be effective in the ministry, we got to hear the Holy Spirit. It's not the mind thing. You'd be working for your nose. You'd be in your flesh and what the world want to do. And you'd be saying what you think they're going to like. It doesn't work that way. It really doesn't work that way. And I want to say this. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy. That's the devil. And he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And just watch what comes out of your mouth. If somebody don't hardly know and you want to cuss him out, or you want to threaten him, or you want to just do something rude and just unreal. So that's all I want to say is the Holy Spirit has his conditions for you to hear him. And to be an effective minister, evangelist, chaplain, or whatever, You must be in tune and connected with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. God bless you.
Evangelist Taylor, I got one question I wanted you to respond to or to expand, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Evangelist Taylor, I've been in the ministry 15 years. I ain't never heard no sermon of holiness at no church. Have you?
Not if I didn't preach it. You know, they used to, when I was young in the Lord. Now, I'm going to be honest. When I was young in the Lord, when I was coming up, they preached holiness to me.
Yes.
But this new stuff they doing, I was in a ministry. It was called Ministries of Truth. And the man of God was a holy man of God. I mean, he was holy. And then, let me tell you something. Since I left that church, his son got the ministry. And guess what? They done changed the name from Ministries of Truth to the Shifting Place. I said, what in the world? They not preaching holiness. They trying to shift into something.
God,
they not preaching it no more.
Yes, ma'am. You know,
they're using gimmicks.
That's true, Sister Evangelist Taylor.
It's amazing that you brought up to holiness. God led me, and I started writing some notes while I was studying the Word of God. And this is what I received. Listen at this. What does it mean to be holy? He said, come out from among the and separate yourself from them, John. He lets us clean ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit. And let us work towards complete holiness because we fear God. And we conclude with this. Holiness is more than the obedience and the absence of sin. It is the practice of righteousness, purity, and godliness. Holiness means to be wholly dedicated and devoted to God, to be distinct and separate from the world's way of living, and to be committed to right living and purity. And then that thing says, well, how is it possible for me to be holy? I got these notes. Who can bring purity out of an impure person? No one. Job 14:4. I, the Lord, am holy, and I make you holy. Leviticus 2:18. God is the only one who can make you holy. Now, he has reconciled you to himself through the death of the Son Christ Jesus in his physical body. And as a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Colossians 1:22.
Amen. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Because Sister Taylor, I'm 61 years of age, Evangelist Taylor, and the first time I ever heard a teaching on holiness was from a man that died in 2003, Derek Prince.
Wow.
You don't hear holiness. You don't even hear holiness no more. Holiness, you don't hear that. And I'm glad you brought that enlightenment. They're shifting to anything but righteousness.
But I'm going to tell you something. The word of the Lord says, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord.
Ooh, we're going to close with that. That then gave me joy. That then gave me some joy.
There was a time in my life when I didn't know the love of the Lord.
www.livedeliverance.com. Shalom to you. God bless Evangelist Janice Taylor. That's her music. She's going to be explaining to you tomorrow how to purchase that beautiful song. She's going to be also bringing the Word of God tried by fire tomorrow. Make a contribution to us here at Live Deliverance and Net Radio at www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left-hand corner, there's a secure PayPal site. We'll be going back to the United States June 1st. We'll be streaming back live in Atlanta, Georgia, June 1st. We'll be back in Atlanta, Georgia, teaching the Word of God, same program, same time. It'll just be on Eastern Time instead of Central Standard Time. We're stationed also in Kingston, Jamaica, and we're also stationed in Atlanta, Georgia. Shalom, and God bless.